So the epistle for Maundy Thursday is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Brethren, when you come together into one place, it is not now to eat the Lord's Supper, for every one taketh before his own supper to eat, and one indeed is hungry, and another is drunk. What, have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and put them to shame that you have not? What shall I say to you? Do I praise you? In this I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me. And in like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you shall drink it for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. Therefore are they there many infirm and weak among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But whilst we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord, that we be not condemned with this world. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 13. Before the festival day of the Pasch, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And when supper was done, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hand, and that he came from God and goeth to God, he riseth from supper and layeth aside his garments, and having taken a towel, he girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of the disciples, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girt. He cometh therefore to Simon Peter, and Peter saith to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not but to wash his feet, but is clean wholly. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who he was that would betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. Then after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, being set down again, he said to them, Know what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so do you also. Please be seated. Behooves us to glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, so this introit shows to us as we enter into these sacred 3 days that as the liturgy, as we saw on Passion Sunday, gave to us the importance of the cross of our Lord, that it is this reminder to us that it is the salvation for us, that it is through our Lord's death on the cross that we're given a chance to get to heaven, to be redeemed. And we see also in the gradual of today's Mass that it states that Christ became obedient for us unto death, even to the death of the cross, for which cause God also hath exalted him. So I think that's also then we see very clearly. We see clearly of how Almighty God, we can say the church through the church, exalts the fact of our Lord's death on the cross. One, his obedience to the divine will, his obedience to knowing that it was God's will that he die on the cross. and that is the means of our salvation. And it is through that we say that he is exalted by God. He's exalted by God because he wins that victory. Victory over sin. And it is through that victory over sin that we're given a chance again for heaven. That the gates of heaven will be then opened because of that. But it's interesting to see how the liturgy even brings out the fact that our Lord, his victory came through a tree, even though he should be vanquished on a tree. That his death will come from the cross, being on the cross itself, but that is where then the victory over sin comes. And so that is why the reminder to us of how important then the cross is to us, of how we honor the cross, we venerate the cross tomorrow. And it is through the cross, because our Lord won this victory over sin, over death, and as I say, gave us that chance again to help us to be able to get to heaven. And so therefore, our Lord shows us very clearly on this night that he institutes the Blessed Sacrament, he institutes the priesthood, he gives us this chance for all of these graces that will come to our souls. But it is also in this night that our Lord will be betrayed. And his betrayal will come from the hands of one of his chosen ones. And therefore, that sets into, we can say, into pattern what will take place. And as it says clearly, as we read in the epistle in the gospel, our Lord knew very clearly what was going to take place. He knew very clearly that Judas was the one. And that is why he refers to them saying, "You are made clean, but not all of you are clean." And it is because of that fact that for Judas he betrayed because, as it says, Satan entered into him. And so even on this glorious night, that is why we have this feast, the glory is sung, the bells are rung. The priest for the Mass wears gold or white to celebrate this feast. But then at the very end, we see it comes back to the fact of the stripping of the altars. And so that is where the meditation comes for us in the liturgy itself. Of, as I say, through Passion Sunday, when we enter into Passion Tide, of how important that the cross stands for us. Of how, as Catholics, we look to the crucifix and we see that as our means of salvation. And how important that it is for our souls. And so we understand then very clearly in tonight's Mass that through the betrayal, yes, it sets into pattern with the will of God, that our Lord will have to suffer, our Lord will have to go through his passion because of it. Remembering that St. Peter at times would say, "You're not going to suffer that. You're not going to go through that. You're not going to undergo that." And that is where he's strongly rebuked by our Lord to say, "Get behind me, Satan." Meaning you are trying to stand in the way of the divine will. You're trying to stand in the way of my mission that I am given. That I will have to suffer, I will have to go through these things. And that is where then the cross centers for all of us. And so our Lord gives them the graces tonight, the institution of the Blessed Sacrament, the institution of the priesthood, for them to carry on that, to give them the graces to help them to carry their crosses. That ultimately they would sacrifice their life for their faith. And so that is the same understanding for all of us. We receive these graces are handed out, given to us as a means to help us in this world, to help us to carry our own crosses, the difficulties and the struggles that we have. That our Lord shows very clearly, in order to get to the glory, that we have to undergo the passion. We have to go through the cross. And so his passion and ultimately his death illustrates his great love for us. And it is through that love that we can also try to give back to God, of that sacrificial love, that love of being able to sacrifice for someone else, Ultimately, Almighty God, yes. But we also sacrifice for our loved ones here on this earth. But our Lord's love came at a steep price. He lost his life for us. And so even though this is a glorious feast for us, it ends with the stripping of the altar, that reminder that our Lord now is going into the tomb. He's going into his passion. And so that is where then we have to understand that. We have to try to put the liturgy into practice in our own lives. That it is only through our own carrying of our own crosses that we too will be victorious. And so let us try to meditate upon these things, especially the sacred triduum, these sacred 3 days that have been given to us by the church, for us to truly to contemplate the passion and death of our Lord. Yes, we have the glorious feast tonight, but then ultimately it goes into that understanding of what our Lord would then suffer for us, what he will give for us. That yes, no greater love that a man showed than give his life for his friends. He illustrates that to us with his carrying of the cross and his death on the cross. So as I say, pray for the graces to receive for yourself. Hopefully the mission helped to prepare you for these sacred 3 days. That is why we have the mission, in order to help you to receive the graces that are necessary for your soul, necessary for you to save your soul. So let us meditate upon, yes, the cross tonight, also the graces certainly. Certainly looking at the graces, but then also on the cross. The cross is our means of salvation. As we say in the Station of the Cross, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.